Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make an Amen style 808 tail feel human, alive, and way less looped by moving it from session view into arrangement view in Ableton Live 12, then shaping it with automation. And this is a really important drum and bass move, whether you're making jungle, rollers, darker halftime, or something a little more neuro-influenced. That 808 tail often acts like a sub-drop, a bass sustain, or a little phrase connector after your chopped break. If it stays perfectly static, it can sound pasted on. But once you give it small changes in timing, volume, filter, or even pitch, it starts to feel like it belongs in the track. So the goal here is not flashy sound design. We're keeping it beginner-friendly and using Ableton stock tools only. We're just trying to make one tail feel like it has personality, weight, and intent. Let's get into it. First, open a new live set and start in session view. Create two MIDI tracks. On the first track, put your Amen break or chop drum rack if that's what you're working with. On the second track, load your 808 tail sound. Keep the project around 170 to 174 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for a lot of drum and bass. Then set up a simple loop. Let the Amen play consistently and place the 808 tail on its own clip lane. For the 808 sound, keep it simple. You can use operator for a sine bass tail, simpler with an 808 sample, or wavy-table with a basic sine or triangle-style sub. And here's a beginner tip. Keep the tail short at first. You want one solid note supporting the break, not a huge bassline yet. Now let's program a basic call and response. Think of the Amen as the conversation, and the 808 tail as the reply. A good starting structure is something like this. Bar 1, Amen only. Bar 2, Amen plus the 808 tail at the end. Bar 3, Amen only again. Bar 4, Amen plus a slightly different tail ending. That already gets you into classic DNB territory. The break brings the chaos, and the 808 gives the floor underneath it. If your track is in a key like F minor, try root notes around F1, F0, or F2 depending on the sample and where it sits best in the low register. Next, let's add some basic control. On the 808 track, build a simple device chain using stock Ableton tools. Start with EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter if you need it, and optionally utility at the end for mono control. With EQ8, you can gently high pass only if needed, maybe around 20 to 30 Hz, just to remove unusable rumble. On saturator, try a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on if the tail needs a bit more density. If your 808 has some click or texture on top, auto filter can be useful too. You can set the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to make the tail feel like it's moving. And if this is just pure sub, you may not need that filter at all. Finally, use utility to keep the low end in mono. That's a big one in drum and bass. Now, make the tail feel more like a performance. Go into the MIDI clip for the 808 and check the note length. Don't just leave it as one endless sustain. Try shorter note lengths for tighter hits, or a little overlap, if you want glide and smoother transitions. If you're using operator, you can shape the release so the tail decays naturally. If you're using simpler, check trigger mode, glide or gliss if you want pitch movement, and the volume envelope, so the tail falls off cleanly. At this stage, don't overcomplicate it. One note with a clean tail is enough. Maybe one or two tiny variations across the phrase. That's it. Now here's the big move. Take that performance out of session view and into arrangement view. Once the loop feels good, switch over and drag the session clips into the timeline. This is where the idea stops being a loop and starts becoming a song. Arrangement view lets you decide exactly where the 808 enters, where it leaves space, where it builds tension, and where it changes shape. For a simple structure, maybe work with 8 bars of intro and development, then 8 bars of drop. Let the 808 tail show up only in selected bars so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. A really practical example is this. In the first 4 bars of the drop, the tail lands on bar 4. In the next 4 bars, it lands a little earlier or lasts a slightly different amount of time. Then maybe in the second half of the drop, it drops out for 1 bar and comes back. That kind of variation keeps the energy moving. Now let's make it human with volume automation. This is one of the best beginner-friendly ways to add life. Open the automation lane on the 808 track and draw small volume moves. You don't need huge changes. Just nudge the tail up by 1 or 2 dB on stronger phrase endings. Pull it down a little when the Amen is busiest, and maybe reduce it slightly on repeated bars so the loop doesn't feel identical. For example, you could keep the first tail around minus 1 dB, the second around 0, and the fourth around plus 1 dB. Very subtle. The point is not to make it obviously louder. The point is to make it respond to the drums. In drum and bass, volume automation is performance. It's not just mixing. It decides whether the bass is answering the drums or just sitting there. Next, use auto filter to fake a bit of performance. Automate the cutoff very lightly across the phrase. If you want a darker tail, start somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz and open it a little to maybe 180 to 300 Hz on transitions. Then close it back down when the full break returns. You can also automate resonance a tiny bit, or a little drive if the section needs more aggression. But keep it subtle. We're not trying to create a wobble bass unless that's your style. We are just making the tail feel like it's changing with the track. And here's why that works so well in DNB. The drums already carry a lot of rhythmic information. That means even tiny filter changes on the bass can feel expressive without cluttering the groove. Now let's talk about timing. Sometimes human feel comes more from micro timing than from effects. In arrangement view, try moving the 808 note or clip just a tiny bit. A little earlier can feel more urgent. A little later can feel more laid back and heavy. For darker rollers, a slightly late tail can feel menacing and weighty. For more aggressive jungle, a slightly early tail can feel sharper and more forward. Keep it small though. We're talking milliseconds, not obvious delays. The tail should still lock to the groove. If the tail is fighting the kick or the snare, fix the timing before you make it louder. That's a classic low-end discipline move. Now let's create a switch up. Copy the idea into a second section later in the arrangement, but change one thing. Maybe the first drop has a clean 808 tail with subtle volume automation. Then the second drop uses the same tail, but with a little more saturator drive or slightly more filter movement. Or maybe the last two bars use a shorter tail that cuts out early for impact. You don't need to change everything. One changed parameter is enough if the arrangement is already strong. Maybe saturator goes from 3 dB to 5 dB. Maybe utility gain comes down a touch if it gets too hot. Maybe you send only the final tail hit to a little echo or reverb for atmosphere, then pull it back. Now check the low end in context. Play the full section with the amen, the kick, and the 808 tail together. Ask yourself, is the tail masking the kick? Is the break losing punch when the tail enters? Is the sub too long for the bar? Does it stay clear in mono? Use utility to check mono compatibility. Use EQ8 if you need to trim muddy lows. Use saturator if you want the tail to show up better on smaller speakers without just turning it up. A good beginner rule is this. If the tail sounds huge solo but messy in the drop, it's probably too long, too wide, or too loud. If it disappears completely, try a little saturation before simply raising the volume. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the 808 tail too long. Don't automate too many things at once. Don't let the low end get stereo. Don't oversaturate it. And don't place the tail right where the kick is already hitting hard. If the groove feels crowded, move the tail slightly later or shorten it. Also, don't leave the exact same tail on every bar. Even tiny changes in volume, length, or cutoff every 2 or 4 bars go a long way toward avoiding loop fatigue. And always think in arrangement context. In drum and bass, bass decisions are arrangement decisions. If you want to push this further, try thinking in roles. Is your 808 tail acting like a sub hit, a sustain bed, or a transition accent? Decide the job before you automate it. Use the arrangement as your performance space. Session view is for trying ideas fast. Arrangement view is where you make them feel intentional over time. You can also zoom in on the clip edges. A lot of beginner messiness comes from the start or end of the note being just a little off. Clean clip boundaries make the low end feel much tighter. And in amen-based music, check the tail against the snare, not just the kick. The snare usually tells you whether the bass is sitting in the pocket or crowding the groove. So here's the full workflow in one sentence. Make a simple amen plus 808 idea in session view, move it into arrangement view, then use small automation moves to make the tail feel like it's responding to the track instead of looping mechanically. For practice, try this. Set a timer for 50 minutes, load a 174 BPM project, drop in a simple amen break, add an 808 tail with operator or simpler, write one bass note at the end of bar 2, duplicate it into 4 bars, move everything into arrangement view. Draw a little volume rise on the last bar, open the filter slightly in the second phrase, add a bit of saturator, check it in mono with utility, and then make one final change only. Shorten the tail, shift it slightly, or reduce the automation depth. The goal is simple. When you bring the bass back in, it should feel like it belongs to the break instantly. Not pasted on, not generic. Just tight, human, and locked into the groove, and that's the move. Dart in session view, shape in arrangement view, automate with intention, and let the 808 tail do its job in the conversation with the amen. Small changes, big vibe, that's drum and bass.